Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Alleluia.
The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Alleluia.
The Lord's revelation to my Master. Sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet.
The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes.
A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you.
The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath.
He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Alleluia.
Send us your strength, O God, from your holy temple in Jerusalem, and perfect your work in us. Alleluia.
Send us your strength, O God, from your holy temple in Jerusalem, and perfect your work in us. Alleluia.
When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's son from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple. Israel became his kingdom.
The sea fled at the sight. The Jordan turned back on its course. The mountains leapt like rams, and the hills like yearling sheep.
Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course? Mountains that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep.
Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool, and flint into a spring of water.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Send us your strength, O God, from your holy temple in Jerusalem, and perfect your work in us. Alleluia.
All were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak. Alleluia.
All were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God.
Alleluia.
His judgments are honest and true.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you, his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King.
Alleluia.
Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun.
Alleluia.
And his bride is prepared to welcome him.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Ephesians. Make every effort to preserve the unity which has the Spirit as its origin and peace as its binding force. There is but one body and one Spirit, just as there is but one hope given all of you by your call. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and works through all and is in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Alleluia, alleluia.
He sustains all creation and knows every word that is spoken.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Alleluia, alleluia.
Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Alleluia. On this day, the Holy Spirit appeared before the apostles in tongues of fire and gave them his spiritual gifts. He sent them out to preach to the whole world and to proclaim that all who believe and are baptized shall be saved. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Alleluia. On this day, the Holy Spirit appeared before the apostles in tongues of fire and gave them his spiritual gifts. He sent them out to preach to the whole world and to proclaim that all who believe and are baptized shall be saved. Alleluia.
God the Father has gathered his church in unity through Christ. With joy in our hearts, let us ask him, send your Holy Spirit into the church.
Send your Holy Spirit into the church.
You desire the unity of all Christians through one baptism in the Spirit.
Make all who believe one in heart and soul.
Send your Holy Spirit into the church.
You desire the whole world to be filled with the Spirit.
Help all mankind to build a world of justice and peace.
Send your Holy Spirit into the church.
Lord God, Father of all mankind, you desire to gather together your scattered children in unity of faith.
Enlighten the world by the grace of your Holy Spirit.
Send your Holy Spirit into the church.
Through the Spirit, you make all things new.
Heal the sick, comfort the distressed, give salvation to all.
Send your Holy Spirit into the church.
Through the Spirit, you raised your Son from the dead.
Raise up the bodies of the dead into everlasting life.
Send your Holy Spirit into the church.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.